Hello and welcome to a TM CNET podcast. My name is Rich Tarani. I am the president of TMC and excited to present yet another TMC podcast to the audience. Today we've got Peter Vickers, who's the CEO of Newstep, and we have the opportunity to discuss a number of things with him. And Peter, why don't you say a hello to the audience, please?
Rich, thank you very much indeed for inviting me to participate on this podcast with you. As you rightly say, I'm really excited about the opportunity of talking about FMC and really where FMC, I think, is going.
Fantastic. Tell me, we talked just a moment before the podcast started. You were telling me what you think the future of FMC is, and it sounded very intriguing to me, and I'm sure the audience would love to hear as well. Why don't you give us some of your thoughts on FMC, please?
Well, I think quite honestly, Rich, if I cast my mind back to FMC 3 or 4 years ago, it turned out to be somewhat of a dirty word. People were looking at it and sort of saying, it's nothing more than plumbing. You know, I can put my cellular call across to a voice, to a standard PSTN line. Is that really exciting? But I think as we look today and we start to see potentially the walled gardens coming down in the service provider, the availability of dual mode handsets coming out there, the participation in battle lines being drawn up in the application space, it moves away from just being plumbing to really being a potential of where is a rich world that exists in the place that we work, live, and play in. And how do I tie agnostic communication devices across this FMC network into that space? Does FMC provide in its features and its capabilities of really giving inputs up into the application world that really makes it a richer and deeper space of both presence, knowledge, and information about personas of people?
Interesting. So I've heard, we talk about technology, plumbing, and all that. I've heard some people say that the biggest challenge for FMC is just something as simple as battery life.
Well, you know, it was actually fascinating. If you went across to 3GSM World Congress in Barcelona a couple of weeks ago, there were two players that were really very, very present on the showroom floor. One of them wasn't even there. It was Apple's iPhone. And the other one was, is Apple's iPhone a personal phone? Is it a work enterprise phone? Where is that phone going? Is it a slider technology? Does it integrate applications? And then, who's this guy Android? Who's this guy Android working around? Android, what's he going to do with the world? We had both Apple and Google really there playing a very, very dominant space in the mobile convergence space of really bringing the richness of what could I use these devices for, and how do I tie them into my Facebook, into my social networking environment? Do they actually then come back and play in my SAP application from a Salesforce management? And it just carried on, and it sort of built up and sort of brought a new face, in my opinion, to the whole space of FMC.
So from the battery technology, we go back out to what we might call the wireless last mile. Do you have any thoughts on what technologies are going to be the most prevalent in terms of things like femtocell, WiMAX, and other technologies?
Well, I think it's actually quite interesting. One of my prior companies was a company called Chantry Networks, where we did a very large scalable wireless LAN play, and that was based around 802.11 access points. And when we went into the market there, everybody said, "Gee, do you know what WiMAX is going to do to 802.11? It's going to destroy it." And we went, is it really? Does it really happen? And I think we've been through these different generations. I think there's a play and a space for each one of these technologies as we sort of look forward. The whole concept of femtocells, they really work fabulously in the consumer home market and potentially in small business environments. But at the same time, does our whole wide space of GSM along with 802.11 still play in many of those different capabilities and connection points? So I think there's a richness in each one of these different networks, which is why when you really look at Newstep, you see that we come to the party really being somewhat access agnostic, that we believe that, it's between the FMC, it's between femtocells, it's between all of those different technologies, including when will femtocells come into being? When will they really be deployed in large volumes? We're excited by where the infrastructure is going, and therefore the applications that can ride on top of it.
So it's interesting that a recent news announcement that was put out by your company was that you joined the Femto Forum, and that was it looks like just a few days after you joined the company, right? So this is we're talking about relatively recent history, which is about a month and a half ago, something like that.
That's actually correct. I've just been through my first 30-day hurdle at the company, and I must tell you, I am incredibly excited by it. Basically, our announcement of joining the FemtoCell Forum, our announcement of working with Oracle with their applications in the STP marketplace, our association with the big IMS players like Ericsson. But yes, back to the forum. Yes, we just did join that forum. We believe that being a participant in that, being able to basically help build that through. As you know, we were one of the original sort of creators of the old VCC standard.
Right.
Outcome deployed. So we've played our strengths all the way through there by participating in many of these different forums and capabilities as much as we can.
Right, and it seems that way. I mean, I know your company's been very active, and I'm wondering how long have you been considering joining? Was it relatively quick? Do decisions like this take a while?
No, it was actually pretty quick. Just again, going back to Chantry. Chantry was also based up in Canada, so this was like going home week. Going back up to Toronto, being exposed to the opportunities at NewStep, and I was really very, very excited in the first couple of conversations that I had with the investors at NewStep.
Now, this may be going back a bit far, and this is before you're joining the company. I noticed that you've done some work with Paragon Wireless, and they make some interesting devices. Is that a company you're still working with currently? Do you know?
I think as we look at clients. And we look at partnerships and we look at opportunities in that space. I believe one of the big opportunities for NewStep is in this whole space of how do we actually work with some very leading edge partners in expanding the opportunity for NewStep to be deployed in many different places.
And in terms of market growth, I mean, you obviously have a lot of excitement for where things are going. I mean, do you have any predictions and or hopes in terms of where this market will be in the next few years?
Well, when you look at the market clearly for FMC and convergence has been very much a market in its current footprint in the European space. So we've got some really good traction going across there, as I mentioned, with players like BT. So as we look at the market, we start looking towards the United States, who haven't picked up this opportunity as much as the European players have. But we see some very fascinating opportunities here in the U.S. It's a pity we can't talk about some of them right now, but I see a sense, and I believe it is coming around in this whole space of really where is workforce and how do I manage my workforce more effectively, how do I utilize my workforce. And specifically, as we see a large number of mobile workers out there, people who telecommute, people who are in different offices across sort of geographical boundaries, how do we tie them all in the most effective way? So I do see us rolling out here in the United States and potentially some opportunities that are on the table in the Far East right now.
And as this opportunity heats up, and obviously you've touched on a bunch of hot buttons in mobility and mobile workforce are definitely super important areas for corporations, and they seem to be areas where many of the vendors are focusing. Is that one of the reasons that you received the large amount of financing that you got? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I think there's a lot of excitement in our current investors in where NewStep has gone, the sort of transactions that we've sort of been able to sew up. So there's a lot of excitement, hence the reason for asking myself to join the company. And so we have a large amount of really good support by our existing investors, and we're currently looking and sort of saying, how do we broaden that support as well, and how do we bring in a couple of other players that can give us the sort of depth of financing, even though we had a good round. How can we get that depth of financing to broaden the company and really build it out to be one of the big players?
That's great. Now, we talked a little bit about IMS earlier. How do you see the IMS market in terms of what portion of the market are we in terms of growth? Early stage, or if it was in baseball, what inning would it be?
Now listen to my accent. To use a baseball analogy is really a tough one for me to go.
You've been in North America for a while. I figured, you know, you probably picked some of it. The irony is, of course, that I'm not the world's biggest sports fan myself. So maybe I could change that to if this was a soccer game.
I think we're sort of in those first innings right now. Actually, we've been through a lot of trials. And I think now we're starting to see some of these trials turning from trials to real deployment. So I think we're in those early innings.
Have you noticed that IMS has had, it seemed like a couple of years ago it was a super hype cycle, and then it looked like there was just overhype, and have you seen that's slowly turning, or are we still overhyped, or where are we in that cycle?
I think you've had the overhype of it, and now you're coming back down to really, where are the benefits? What can I do with this network? You know, we talked about IMS revolutionizing the world, rather than sort of looking at this opportunity and saying, how does IMS expand what we've got, build on what we've got, take us to a space by rolling it out over time. And that's, again, one of the real big strengths of NewStep. We play both IMS, we play pre-IMS, we play carrier, and we play corporate. So the application as it is developed allows us an opportunity of selling into all of those markets rather than sort of saying, we're just a great carrier play. No, we're not. We're an enterprise play, a carrier play, a pre-IMS, and an IMS plan.
Now, does that make things more difficult from a management standpoint, managing different divisions like that?
No, not really. Because I think really when we've looked at the sort of IMS deployments that we are participating in, they're actually in very large enterprises. You look at certain places and spaces where those benefits of an IMS deployment come around in a corporate enterprise, one that's geographically deployed across many different boundaries. And so we see the opportunity sitting in the enterprise, but leveraging the carrier's relationship with that enterprise. Now, are there other opportunities where we could go directly to the enterprise through a channel? Yes, those are on the table for us as well.
That's great. Okay, so in terms of leaving our audience with just some parting comments, are there any other things that people should know about your company and the things that you can solve or problems you can solve for the industry?
Well, I really do believe that one of the things that we do bring to the table is really a large amount of experience. So we've been around, we've had a number of trials, we've participated with a number of carriers across the Far East, across the United States, and specifically in the European marketplace. So we've got some depth and experience there. Knowledge, our platform, which came out of Bell, the old original Bell Canadian telephone operating company, mm-hmm. as a server, is solid, bulletproof, and reliable. Goes in easy, works well. And so I would say to customers, yes, it's NewStep, but watch a couple of our new steps as we go into the marketplace with excitement.
Good enough. Thank you so much. You've been listening to a TMCNet podcast, and the podcast has been with Peter Vickers, who's the CEO of NewStep. My name is Rich Tarani, the president of TMC. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.